You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to this Security Response podcast presentation brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast discusses findings from Symantec's Internet Security Threat Report, a twice-yearly in-depth analysis of the ever-changing nature of Internet security threats. Symantec released the first threat report in 2002. In the current 10th edition, we're looking back at how Internet threats have changed in the past 4.5 years. Looking back, it's easy to draw some conclusions on how threats have changed since 2002. As detailed in the first report, large Internet worms, later dubbed large blended threats and perimeter attacks, struck all types of computers in a shotgun style. Like the names bestowed on hurricanes, each threat carried a rather colorful moniker. Code Red was the first blended threat, and then NIMDA expanded on Code Red's destructive capabilities with mass mailing functions. The infamous Slammer Worm made headlines as it spread around the world swiftly, ushering in the era of simultaneous global malicious attack. Each of these threats was unleashed in a manner that caused major data loss and headaches for hundreds of thousands of computer users worldwide. In those days, most Internet attacks were a result of hackers seeking notoriety. Eager for bragging rights, they showcased their ability to crack firewalls and spread mayhem. Like graffiti vandals, some hackers defaced websites, while others caused denial-of-service attacks that resulted in frozen computer screens and massive inconvenience. While these notorious attacks generated publicity, most were detected and shut down quickly through security patches and widely disseminated advice on how to avoid infection and save compromised data. The broadest shift observed in the past 5 years is a move from attackers being motivated by financial gain rather than fame. Today's malicious activity is characterized by smaller, more targeted attacks. A targeted attack is one that has attacked at least 3 sensors in any particular industry to the exclusion of any other industry. This financial gain claim is borne out by the fact that financial services were the second most frequently targeted sector in the first half of 2006. As the new Internet Security Threat Report notes, attackers targeting computers and financial services are trolling for confidential data such as credit card numbers or banking information. The number one most frequently targeted sector, according to the new Internet Security Threat Report, is the home user. In fact, this sector received 86% of all targeted attacks. Since home user computers are likely to have less tough security measures, these computers are more vulnerable to attacks. Home users also present a healthy pool of potential victims for identity theft, fraud, and other cash-motivated crimes. Worse yet, bogus phishing mails that appear to come from legitimate financial institutions like banks and credit card companies with realistic logos and language to match often warn computer users that they need to email in social security numbers or credit card numbers to update accounts or to prevent attacks. Even savvy computer users were crooked earlier this year by a phishing scam bearing a realistic IRS logo and promising a refund of a plausible amount when the user replied to the email. While some identity thieves will use phishing scams to liquidate savings accounts, many cybercriminals will bleed their victims less noticeably over time. Small deductions from a checking account may not be perceived by victims using to pay small ATM banking fees, for example. This nickel-and-dime approach eventually adds up to big dollars, and consumers should scrutinize their bank accounts carefully. In addition to the shift to financial gain as the motivation for current attacks, the other big change since 2002 involves the widening entry points cybercriminals are using to attack victims. Homes and business users might feel that they're in the clear if their computers have reliable firewalls and computer security software. While those safeguards are extremely important, users are advised that bolting the front door to their home is a meager criminal deterrent if several windows are left ajar. Consumers need to remember that their laptops, smartphones, and even their iPods can be compromised by new sophisticated methods of attack. As more employees bring such devices into their office, they can infect their workplace networks. And although it may seem harmless, letting children or friends plug their devices into your home computer can provide an entry point for unwanted malicious code. Cybercriminals are chameleons who continue to modify their attack techniques as new safeguards are implemented. And for that reason, the face of Internet security is going to keep changing. Who knows what the next 5 years will bring? That concludes our podcast for today. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.